In the Senate chamber, lawmakers debated a divisive bill, one that has had the chamber split along party lines all week.
All those in favor vote yay, those opposed vote nay, the clerk will prepare the machine.
How many times do you think lawmakers vote on a single piece of legislation? Just once? Maybe twice if it's amended? Well, this week, senators lit up the tally board five times with procedural votes before actually voting on whether to pass a prevailing wage repeal. They voted on including a fiscal note, voted on killing the bill on the floor, voted on two separate amendments, all of which failed. But Thursday, that final vote came.
Has every member voted? If so, clerk closed machine, ascertain results.
Those results, just like every other vote the Senate took on the prevailing wage repeal this week, 18 Republicans in favor, 16 Democrats against. The prevailing wage is the hourly rate of pay and benefits for workers on government-funded construction jobs. For Republicans, the rate inflates the level of pay for workers on these jobs and costs the taxpayers more. Senator Charles Trump is the chamber's Judiciary Committee chair.
Our law, our current law, enshrines the principle we are not going to fulfill our duty for the taxpayers to get the best bang for the available buck with their money, because we are going to require that it be used to pay inflated wages more for a public project. That's how we become bad stewards of the taxpayers' money.
Without the inflated rate, the state will save dollars and be able to undertake more projects. That's what the GOP says. But Democrats who oppose the repeal say that's simply not the case. There won't be more projects. There won't be any savings. There will only be lower wages for workers. That's what Senator Mike Romano from Harrison County believes.
But if we don't face our real problems, we're never going to win. If we continue to put on the backs of working people our strategy to win, that's a losing strategy. I've said in this chamber many times, if we don't put money in the hands of working people, our economy's never going to move forward.
It's an issue the parties are divided on, not just in the Senate, but also outside the chamber. Democratic Governor Earl Ray Tomlin made it clear earlier this week, even though the bill has passed, he won't sign it.
Yeah, we want to see our people in West Virginia make good wages, not less wages. I can't see that as something that's absolutely necessary in West Virginia.
Now that a repeal of the prevailing wage has passed both chambers, Tomlin has 5 days to either sign or veto the legislation. It takes only a simple majority to override his veto, which the majority party has indicated they intend to do. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.